Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of the Financial Flight Plan podcast. Walter Storholt here alongside Bree Reyes, investor coach and certified financial planner at Estes Financial Services, serving you throughout the Metroplex, as you know, with an office in Fort Worth. You can find us, as always, online at estesfinancial.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Just look for the team there online. Bree, thanks so much for taking the time out to join us before your very exciting ski trip coming up just mere moments after we conclude the recording of today's podcast. I know this is something that you are both excited and very, 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 very anxious about from our off podcast conversation.
Yep, it's the first official commercial flight with Nate, the now, oh my goodness, 21-month-old, and the first official commercial flight for Tim's dad's dog, Bella, who is turning 2 next week. So we have the terrible twins, as I call them, going on vacation together on planes and the rest of the family. So we're just, it's kind of like the Beverly Hillbillies moving to Utah for a few days.
Taking dogs on a plane would just be, you know, it sounds like a nightmare knowing my two dogs. So I just don't know how people do that. It just seems so stressful.
I'm giving that to Dad. She's his dog, so he can handle that stress.
Right.
I am only taking on the stress of the baby person, the
there
baby human. Not the
go.
Baby dog. And he can deal with that. I am now stressed out about liquids and diapers. And the problem with an infant is you pretty much pack your house. And there's only so many carry-on bags American Airlines will let me take care of.
Oh, gosh. They,
or even check. I actually found out there's a limit to the number of things you can check.
That's how I feel about the dogs, is that whenever we take the dog somewhere, it's like, why is their stuff, you know, equal more than ours combined? Like, how can that be possible? And over the holidays recently, my wife ended up just taking the entire, like, you know, humongous 15, I don't know if this is accurate, 15 gallons or whatever, container of their food. She's like, well, if it's for a whole week, it's just easier to just bring the entire container of food than to try and, you know, pack that much into a, you know, what, a container half this size or something. So it's just, we're rolling around at all of our holiday destinations with a humongous thing of dog food in the back.
Well, at least we're not doing that. We are buying certain things for both of the terrible twins up there. So I'm
nice.
Only packing enough diapers to get me one day, and then I will switch out. I will go to the grocery store pretty much when we land and buy those.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I am...
and dog food. We'll be doing that.
Definitely looking forward to the stories after your vacation and on the next time we record our podcast, looking forward to those. So that is definitely on the agenda. So I can't wait for the good stories from that. Good luck on your trip. Hopefully it is a lot of fun and doesn't come with any major complications.
You know, last time I went, it was the year that Dad broke his knee. So knock on wood. We all come home at least in the same shape we were in now.
That's right. That's right. Well, all the best to you on that trip. That should be a lot of fun, hopefully, with no broken bones. That's the most important thing of all. Well, we've got a great show on the way for today's program. We've got a question from Diane, who's got some curiosity about getting a cash settlement from an auto accident. So we're going to answer her question coming up a little bit later on today's podcast. That might be something you're interested in tuning in for. But we thought we'd take a look at a recent headline and apply it maybe to the financial world and maybe to your situation, something that perhaps you've gone through before. Maybe you're facing this right now. And it does deal with a tough subject, Bree, of divorce, but a subject nonetheless that is a very, very common one in today's world. We all know the stats on how often people are getting divorced in today's world. And the headline a lot of people most likely saw is Jeff Bezos, the founder and head man at Amazon. It was announced that he and his wife Mackenzie are separating. And when they assumedly eventually divorce, it's going to be quite spendy. as one might put it. And so I'm just curious from you, and this can lead to a larger conversation, do you have any words of wisdom for couples who might find themselves in a similar situation, obviously probably with smaller dollar amounts involved than the king of Amazon, but anything?
I would say that their case is, especially for not having a prenup, because I've read his book, and from what I understand, they kind of formed Amazon together. She was an integral part. And so there is no prenup. There was no money before Amazon, and Amazon happened during their marriage. So
she's going to have a claim to quite a big stake, right?
It is going to be quite a, as you put it, spendy divorce.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few things. Unfortunately, divorce has touched my life a couple of times, and not me personally, but family and friends and loved ones. And it's something I've kind of become really not passionate about, because I really don't wish this on anybody, but something that I have specialized in, because unfortunately I've seen the way divorces have financially wrecked individuals, loved ones of mine, that they needed help. You know, the lawyers do so much and your CPA might do so much, but they really needed a strategist, litigation support, kind of a financial expert to look at their overall picture, a data collector. Because quite frankly, when you're going through one of the most emotional events in your life, doing the budget preparing, being the data collector, it's hard. You almost don't even have the headspace for it. And then it's nice to have someone to help kind of check your expectations, and if you need to in court, present evidence, be an expert witness. And so I recommend anyone who's thinking about getting divorced to go see a certified financial planner, or even better, if you can find a certified divorce financial analyst and sit down with them, because they're specially trained in how to look at things and have special software as far as a divorce. Because the biggest thing that I, and my biggest piece of advice and words of wisdom is, equal isn't necessarily equitable. Does that make sense?
Okay, say that again. Equal.
Equal is not necessarily equitable.
Okay. What I mean by that is
splitting everything 50-50 may not be in anyone's best interest.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to retirement plans, qualified money, pensions, even the house necessarily. So having a third party who's not your attorney, because they don't specialize in the financial side of it. And unfortunately, that's what's happened to loved ones of mine, is they had an attorney that just basically took a meat cleaver to all of the assets and divided them out. Where having a financial advisor, a certified financial planner, or CDFA, certified divorce financial analyst, go in, we can kind of use a scalpel. And instead of meat cleaving everything and just having it, we can kind of pick and choose and help you put together and craft and show you the different scenarios. I mean, it's ultimately your choice, but show you the different scenarios of dividing the assets and what may be more beneficial for you as far as taxes go, as far as immediate needs go, long-term needs, and that type of situation.
To me, it's, you know, I don't have a lot that I can probably bring to the conversation from an emotional standpoint here, other than I just think about, you know, just because it was a big recent thing in our lives, we've talked about it on the podcast before, but, you know, going through the move, selling and buying a home, and, you know, that only being the second time that we've bought a home, first time that we went through the sales process, and just remembering how crazy your emotions and how sometimes irrationally you can start making decisions when you just have all that stuff going on to juggle and you're kind of getting pulled in so many different directions. I can only imagine going through a separation and a divorce, and especially if kids are involved, the amount of pressure that puts on someone and just how easy it would be to slip up, to make mistakes, to, in some cases, give up and not fight for maybe, you know, what is, quote unquote, you know, yours, what you might be entitled to.
What you deserve. And the worst part about it is it's like getting married. You get the unsolicited advice from everyone. Your emotions are already high. You're already dealing with something that is not easy. And so, you know, the minute you tell someone you're separated, they tell you their horror story of their friend or family or loved one or whatever getting divorced. And like I said, I haven't personally done it, and I hope never to. Joaquin, I love you very much. Thank you for listening. But it's something that I've watched my parents go through it. It's something that I have seen as a child, and I saw how it affected my mother's lifestyle when she divorced my biological father. And I've seen it when my stepmom and my biological father got divorced. So unfortunately, this is something I have witnessed a few times as a child, and that I know well, and I know the emotions well as a child and as a confidant. And now I watch my friends go through it. And so the biggest advice I would say is leave the advice to the professionals. Don't listen to the unsolicited water cooler nightmares of a divorce. You know, get a good attorney. Let your attorney do what they're supposed to do. Let your CPA do what they're supposed to do. Get a financial certified financial planner, CDFA, involved in the beginning of the process as early as you can. Don't make any decisions without talking to professionals. And then, you know, focus on the finances. If you are working together on the divorce and you guys are amicable, talk. Work together. Bring your people together. If that's not possible, that's understandable too. Also, keep track of income and expenses, because especially during the stress and the chaos of a divorce, it's helpful to track, because a lot of people don't understand how much they spend. And so that's a good time to look at it. And the nice thing about working with a certified financial planner or CDFA or both, if you're both, they'll help you with the next steps, or they may. You may choose to work with them just through your divorce and then not, but for the most part, you're going to form a really intricate bond, and they will help you through the next steps of figuring out, okay, now here's where I am, where do I move forward? Does that make sense?
It does make sense, and you know, I know that this is an area that I think you're cognizant of the impact it has on people. You said you were, you know, you didn't want to use the word passionate. I think you're aware that it's a big issue and needs to have attention paid to it. And since you are in that realm, I mean, how much do you get involved, just out of curiosity, in the, you know, not just the financial side, but obviously with this being a highly emotional and charged subject, I mean, do you kind of end up being a, not a divorce counselor here. I mean, I know that there's people who that's an actual job and position.
That is an actual job, and I do not currently have that job. Right. I am a financial coach. And so when it comes to coaching someone through how to get ready for retirement or coaching someone through how to get ready for a divorce, it's the same level of coaching. And there is an emotional aspect to it. And that's my job.
So I'm wondering if maybe you can just take me briefly, Bree, into the room. I mean, what does the conversation look like? Can you give me some sort of expectation for either how it is indeed similar to just your kind of average, you know, financial planning conversation, or where are those differences in how we're going to communicate and make these things happen?
It's alike and dissimilar at the same time. It's probably more of an emotional conversation, and I understand that, and I'm here to support you in any way, shape, or form that I can. There'll be some homework on both sides. Usually there's some data gathering, and there's a process. Like everything we do here, Estes Financial Services, everything we do is we have processes for. And it's the same way with a client that's getting divorced. We have checklists and processes because we don't want anything to slip through the cracks. And when you're emotional, a lot of stuff does. And that's understandable. And so it's nice for our clients to have us to remind them, okay, this is what we got to do. Here's why we're doing this. Here's what's going on. And so the initial conversation may not be, hey, you want to retire in 5 years. How do we get there? It may be, and usually is, what are your priorities? Financial or otherwise, what are your priorities? It's the same putting the puzzle pieces together that I love so much about financial planning, but also very, very different in that the puzzle pieces are complete. It's a different puzzle. But it's making sure that we are finding the best solution that works for everyone without causing a lot more emotional turmoil, with being respectful. And that's where the third parties can come in and kind of be, especially if it's contentious, take a little bit of that contention out of the room.
Yeah, I think that's got to be the key. Priorities, 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 and then let that drive the conversation.
Yeah, because most people aren't thinking about the retirement dollars. Most of the time, it's the first conversations about the kids or the house, mm-hmm. or what do you want to do? You know, your world's just turned upside down. What's your dream? Where do you want to go from here?
lots of different questions you need to ask yourself, and I know that that's something Bree Reyes and the team at Estes Financial Services can help you walk through. So if you are going through that kind of situation, maybe a divorce is on the horizon for you, and unfortunately it's something that you're going to be going through in the near future, or if it's something that you've been through recently and you're wondering, you know, have I made the right financial decisions since then? Are there things I can do better that maybe I overlooked during that process because it was emotional, because I, you know, had trouble getting through it and might have overlooked some things? Never hurts to get a second pair of eyes on your situation. Bree can certainly help with that.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things we can do after the divorce. I prefer to come in beforehand, though, because usually we can craft something that's more specific for you. I've seen cases where a 50-50 split of assets could cost someone $18,000 in taxes, 18 and above, but this is one specific case I'm thinking of, that had they structured things better, the taxes wouldn't have been an issue.
Hmm.
So that's the biggest thing, is people think that everything in their qualified plans or in their home is theirs, and really it's not. A portion of that belongs to Uncle Sam. It's not all your money. And we have to make sure that that is taken into account when you're looking to split things.
Good to know, though, that there's not only things that can be done on the front end, obviously, but that even on the back end, there are still things that can be improved. So that's really important. If you've got questions for Bree, want to talk about that, you can call 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. Schedule that time to come in, have a conversation about what you're going through. Or you can schedule a time through the website, get in touch with the team through estesfinancial.net. That's E-S-T-E-S financial.net. Well, thanks for having that discussion with us, Bree. And I do want to get to this question on today's show here from Diane. And you can submit questions, like I said, through the website if you want one featured on the program. We can do that. So Diane's got this question. And Diane says, I recently got a very large cash settlement from an auto accident I was involved in, Bree. And this will make a big difference in my life because I'm 57 and don't have much saved for retirement. The problem is that because I've done such little investing over the years, I now have no idea where to start. What's the first step I should take?
The first step I would take is, well, it's like that old Nike saying, just do it. It's a scary process to find a financial advisor, to find a CPA, to find a trusted attorney. It's scary. So I always like to, personally, I always ask for recommendations from my friends, from my families, from my coworkers. And I know money is a touchy subject. Sometimes people don't feel comfortable asking the names of people, but I find it's a good first step. Then I would make sure they are qualified and certified for what you need. Are they certified financial planners? You know, go to brokercheck.org. We've talked about this several times in podcasts in the past. Go to BrokerCheck, do your research, do your background, and meet multiple people. The first one you meet, you don't need to marry. You know, shop around a little bit. If you come back and they are your person, then you can always, you know, work with them later on. But make sure it's a good fit for you. Money is emotional. And so you need to make sure that you actually like working with the person you're working with. So that first meeting should be kind of an interview process. You should be interviewing them. They should be interviewing you and finding out if you guys are a right fit to work together. Because it is really, really painful to work with somebody who you just don't even like.
Yeah. And when you're talking about your money, that becomes an issue where you've got to have solid communication with that person. So if you don't like them, I'm going to guess that the communication's not going to flow the way it should.
No. And that's another thing. Make sure that they know and you know what to expect from them communication-wise, and they know what to expect from you. We're not mind readers. So you've got to be upfront about what you want too. And not every financial advisor or certified financial planner is going to be a right fit for you. So make sure you actually sit down and talk with them. I like our firm, and of course I'm biased, but I've been with other firms in the past. I like the way we have set up, and we're really a holistic team. We have people that'll come in and say, I just want to work with Tim, and that doesn't fit. That's not a right fit for us because Dad and I work well together. It's kind of how we do things around here. So, you know, make sure that they're a good fit for you. And here's something most people don't do when they're interviewing financial planners. Ask for some names of their clients, maybe that you could call and get their opinion of. You know, I don't necessarily buy the first car I test drive, but I'm a nerd. I do a lot of research on different things. And I encourage you to do the same thing and make sure it's something that fits for you and your lifestyle. It shouldn't be a scary, overwhelming process that everybody thinks it is. And you don't have to receive a large cash settlement in order to start doing this. Everybody should be talking to somebody that can help them plan for their future and be their financial coach and coach them through these turbulent market times we've experienced within the last year or so. So it's important to have somebody, even just for everyday questions. So I say start. Just start. That's a huge step.
The old Nike slogan, just do it. Diane, great question this week here on the show. And realize you're in a position of strength here. So you went through what sounds like an unfortunate incident with the auto accident. But, you know, now you are taking the steps forward that you need to. And you've been, you know, given this money that you're going to utilize to your advantage. And so make good decisions with it. Talk to a lot of people. Make sure that you're getting good guidance and advice and working with folks who are going to help you get educated about your situation and about your options, not just tell you what to do, but educate you along the way. If that spirit of education is something that you look for in an advisor and you haven't found it yet, let me introduce you to Bree Reyes and the great team at Estes Financial Services. If you're new to the podcast, the way to get in touch is online at estesfinancial.net. Get your questions about your financial situation answered. That's estesfinancial.net, or you can call the team at 817-444-8402. The office is in Fort Worth, serving you throughout the Metroplex area. 817-444-8402. Again, your number to call. Bree, thanks for all the help on the podcast today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much, and everybody go out and lead an abundant life.